Dear God, we thank You in the wondrous name of Your Son, Jesus. And really, Lord, today, could we really say before You whatever it takes? Oh, Lord, what we're stepping into, I'm so grateful to God. How You're dealing with us at this time. Oh, Your coming is so soon. Lord, we're such a blessed people to know this. Oh, God, thank You that we can praise You. Thank You that we know that still You are the God of all comfort. That You never leave us comfortless. That yes, Lord, I'm willing to go. But the joy of the Lord continues.
Hallelujah.
It's my strength. The joy that was set before You that caused You to endure that cross is our strength. And that is the love of God for my life. I thank You, Lord. I praise You. Lord, we lift up everyone here today. Lord, fill us with that desire. Lord, I don't care if this is the first time we've sat in a church. You can get it done. Nothing's hard for You. God, deal with us greatly this morning. Break up the fallow ground in our lives. Open our hearts this morning. Lord, let the change that we're going to rejoice in today from glory to glory into Your very image, let it be today. We give You all the praise. May we magnify Your wondrous name. May we humble ourselves before You this morning. Oh, send Your Spirit, anoint. Let us rejoice, be a people of praise. In Jesus' name, amen. Oh, thank You. Thank You, Jesus. Praise be to God. I'm telling you, He's intense, isn't He? He is an intense lover. And He has been visiting us so greatly as of late. I just think of how mightily He has come in. And you know, just when I think, Lord, how could there be any more? I wake up and I'm telling you, it's just greater. It's more expansive. It's just God. So grateful to Him and what He's doing. But, you know, today, by His grace, I'm putting my expectation in Him again this morning. And I'm confident in Christ He's going to bring us another glory. Praise His name. So in that, let's turn to 2 Thessalonians. And we'll be in chapter 2 and verses 13 and 14. That's 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 13 and 14. But we are bound to give thanks always to God for you, brethren beloved of the Lord, because God hath from the beginning chosen you to salvation through sanctification of the Spirit and belief of the truth. I tell you, you got a calling. Oh, I pray that He just get a glimpse of that calling. Whereunto He called you by our gospel, this is Brother Paul, to the obtaining of the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. And that's what we're going to settle in today. Listen to that. He called you by our gospel to the obtaining of the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, that's pretty mighty. That's beyond mighty. I don't know how much greater it could get. I really ask that the Spirit open your heart this morning and listen to the words of life and listen to the words of abundant life this morning. Maybe the Holy Ghost might just start operating in your life and give you the joy unspeakable and full of glory to allow you to start riding on the glory of God and stop missing the power that He wants to bestow upon our lives. But you see, we have been called through Paul's gospel. And make no mistake about it, and I'm not ashamed. I was dealing with a brother last week that had come to visit. He said, well, what's all this about? And I said, by the grace of God, we follow Paul as he followed Christ. Not that we're worshiping Paul in any way, shape, or form. He's just a dear brother in Christ, but what a wonderful brother he is. And God saw fit to bring through him that mystery given to us, that the Gentiles now, you and me, can be fellow heirs, joint heirs, as man and wife with Jesus Christ. Now that makes me excited. That makes me just think how marvelous and wonderful the Word of God. You may not have heard that preached to you. You may have seen a Bible up by a pulpit a lot of times as you've come into church. We're going to preach the Word. And that's what He wants you to know. This is the mystery. By the grace of God, I want all men saved, He said, and come to a full knowledge of the truth. Praise His name. But think about this. Paul's gospel, making no mistake about it, to the obtaining of the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Did you hear that? Did you really hear that? How could we keep silent when you hear something like that? To the obtaining of the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, my mind just left the room. My brain blew. And it really did. To think that that's what Christ has for me. And that's what Christ has for you. How mighty. How awesome. But it's just like everything else that God tells us in His Word. The question is, are you going to believe it? What are you going to do with Jesus today? What are you going to do with Him today? Amen. Are we going to say, oh, this was nice and I was encouraged for about 40 minutes. I'll try to make it 30. Come on. Got to wake up. The Lord is about to come.
Amen.
We need to get excited about Jesus. We really do.
Amen.
And it's not something that we pump up, try to just sing up. We grow up in it. We come mature in it. We know that it's reality.
Hallelujah.
Oh, don't listen to man who said, oh, he's been gone 2,000 years. You still believe in that Jesus stuff? Let me tell you something, He's real. He's ever real. There isn't a word of this wonderful, divine God's Word that has not and will not come true. It's here. It's about us. If you look out at this world today, how could you not believe in His Word? He told us that this would be happening. He told us that man would do exactly what they're doing. Despising God. Mocking God. Having forms of godliness. Look at all the forms of godliness today. They've turned Him into everything. Every idol that they want to turn Him into. And you know what? All you got to do is look in the mirror. Because that idol is yourself. That's all it is. It's just my wants. It's just my desires. Let me tell you something. The power's in His Son. They've denied it. They don't want it. The power's in one thing. He placed all power in His Son. There's no other name given among men under heaven, whereby ye must be saved. Praise His name. I'm so thankful again that He set it up like this. But brothers and sisters, when He said, high calling. High calling. The high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Do you know He meant that? Do you know it means something? Do you know it wasn't preached about in all the ages past to the sons of men? Sure, it was wonderful. Sure, He wanted them to know the ways of God. But this is something even more. It's something greater. He said, the very high calling of God in my Son. And He meant it. So today, as He tells us in our text, that He has called us, He's called you to obtain, to have, to possess the glory of God.
Amen.
He means it. He means it. He wants you to have it. By the grace of God, He's prepared you for it. And let's read that. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Romans 9:23. You know, as we get there, I hope, brothers and sisters, that we would be bold in Him this morning. That we would go in there boldly and receive of Him. Do you know that it says that? Come boldly to the throne of grace. We've heard that so many times. What does that mean to you? That means that you have that access. You're being called into that throne room. And He wants you to come in there and get it. And by the grace of God, may we not withdraw at all till we get all the fullness of God that He has in there for us this day.
Amen.
Now the Bible tells us before we read this verse. It tells us that whether we drink or we eat or whatsoever ye do, do all to the glory of God. All right? Amen?
Amen?
Amen. And I'm so grateful. How could we not give glory to God? We have been blessed with all spiritual blessings in the heavens in Christ. There isn't one of them that's missing. He's given them all. That's the Word of God. I believe that. You said, well, I need this or I need that. You don't know what you need. God knows what you need.
Amen.
And He's given you everything that you need. And He wants to even give you more. But by the grace of God, it's just going into the throne room to get it.
That's right.
But sometimes, as we know, and I was thinking about that sermon that the Lord gave us not too long back. You know, He told you to go out and sow and plant the things of God in your life. And it's so wonderful. And a lot of times when, as the Word of God says, as we start feasting on the Word, how sweet it is to the mouth. How could it not be? If God be for me, who could be against me? Greater is He that is in me than he that's in the world. I mean, those are some marvelous things. I love to read about that. But what about if you suffer with me, you'll reign with me? Huh? Oh, yeah. Amen. But see, He called us to plant that. And we go out there and we're planting that. And it's exciting to watch. But then He tells you, you know, it's time to reap. It's time to go out there and gather it in. I remember waking up some morning and I was looking at that crop He wanted me to go out there and get. And it was a crop of heartache. And it was a crop of trial. And it was a crop, there was no way, God, that I want to go out there and get that. He said, oh, no, son. Like I said today, whatever it takes. Whatever it takes. Come on now. I've heard people say, you know, you preach that. You better watch out. You should shudder. I don't want to shudder. I don't want to do that. Perfect love casts out all fear. Perfect love casts it out. God, enlarge my steps. I want to go. And I know it's got to be His enabling to go. There's some things that we face. I look at some of the trials that you're in right now. The battles of family, hating one another. Dissension. Mom, why do you go to that church? Can't you get enough over here? Why do you have to go all the way? How could I not go all the way? When He's brought this into your life, brothers and sisters, you've got this message that He has brought to you of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus, that He wants to put the fullness of His glory in your life. How could you not want to go? But you're going to understand and you're going to know. But for the grace of God, there is no way it's going to ever happen. Because I am going to fear. I am going to panic. Because that's my nature. My nature is, I am going to question. But why did Christ so simply say, faith like a child? Faith like a child. I can see my boys starting to struggle now as they grow up. It was a lot easier for them when they were little. Did you know that? Oh, Dad said it was so and so. Now I hear things about, Dad, you don't make as much money as you used to make. Are we okay? I mean it. So you start thinking, you start worrying about things. Oh, God, help us.
Amen.
He owns it all. And let me tell you something, I'm His child. And let me tell you something, He doesn't forsake His children. He doesn't. He'll never leave you nor forsake you. I don't care what predicament you're in today. He's just trying to tell you and to show you how much He loves you. He wants to get your undivided attention. He's got a table set for two. You going to join Him? Oh, it's an invitation. It's an appointment you don't want to miss. You're in season to sup with God. Oh my, God, wake us up. Okay, you there at Romans 9:23 now? Didn't think we'd ever get there, praise His name. All right. That He might make known. Listen to this. That He might make known the riches of His glory. Not just the glory, but the riches of His glory. You go in the Greek and the Hebrew and try to figure out that word riches, I'm telling you. We have no explanation of that. Then you go to the heavenly and it's going to take forever to get to that point. The eternities to come. But that He might make known the riches of His glory on the vessels of mercy. And let me tell you something. You are a vessel of mercy. Man, God should have wiped you out a long time ago. There's none righteous, no, not one. None seeketh after God. What's in me is only a wicked way. People don't like to hear that. Oh, there's innate goodness in man. No, there's not. No, there's not. War is in the heart of man. Oh, but he looks like such a peaceable guy. Let me tell you something. That's just the tool of the enemy. Oh, don't be disillusioned by that stuff, brothers and sisters. Know it. Know the word. Know what's coming. Praise his name. But that he might make known the riches of his glory on the vessels of mercy. Now, here's such a sweet thing here. Which he had afore prepared unto glory. Now, did you hear that? Which he afore prepared unto glory. Now, you talk about wonderful. It is just too good, isn't it? It's just too good. But see, that's what Jesus Christ is. He's just too good. If you'll only taste and see that the Lord is good, he is just too good. But isn't that what God's supposed to be? Really, think about it. He's infallible. He can't make a mistake. He can only be for me. I'm his creation. And he's so for me that God sent his only begotten son. I mean, isn't it wonderful? I appreciate that, brother. He's sitting out there about connecting dots and connecting dots. God's been doing that by his grace in my life for a long time now. All to the cross. Every time it's going to go right to the cross. It is finished. Aren't you happy? Aren't you thankful? It's finished. It's done. And really, by the grace of God, I was thinking about that. Well, Lord, I'm just living in you, the victory that you've already given me. And that's the truth. Oh, but I know some that have grown up with me and said, oh, you've lived a victory? He's building it in my life. Amen. I'm brand new. I'm brand new. Every day I'm brand new. Yeah. And it is today. And it is today. And all I can say is thanks be to God. I'm loving his appearing today. How about you? Amen? Amen. Okay. All right. That's good stuff. But see, in this verse, brothers and sisters, we see not only did he call us to glory, but the ever-knowing. See, he knew. He foreknew, right? He saw you in ages past. That's exciting. See, somebody cared for you. You might not think anybody cares for you today. The one who counts cares for you today. The one who will never forsake you cares for you today. The one who will always be loyal to you cares for you today. But the ever-knowing, the ever-faithful, and the always-for-us Father prepared us. He made us. He shaped us. To receive and magnify his glory. I just sat there thinking of this week and I thought, Oh God, the treasure in earthen vessels. It's all coming home. Praise be to God. What you're doing here. Now do you see when he tells us to settle down in marriage one with another? How could we not but bring the encouragement and the edification one to another? How could I not love you? How could I not treasure what God is doing? How could we not love? Oh, God, help us. See, we got to start having a vision that the Christ in me has. But see, this is Christ in me, the hope of glory, brothers and sisters. This is what he's getting at. Christ in me, the hope of glory. And it is reality. And the reality is that we're sitting on the mother load of it all. The mother load of it all. But how is your life responding to the mother load of it all? Huh? Is it just passing you by? Do you see all the spiritual blessings in the heavens in Christ? Do you see that? How could there be anything greater? And yet I'm just going to have a bad day because I want to be selfish, and that's really what it is. And I want to think about this. And I want to think about that. And I want to think about how I wasn't treated right a long time ago in my life. And I didn't have the right dad. And I didn't have the right mom. You've got the right God.
Amen.
And that's what you have. And I'm just so excited about Him. And He makes it right. Do you realize that how you grew up, where you went through, all of the ones that maybe despised you, the hurts that you received, that got you into this pew this morning. Really, let that sink in. You've got such a hurt maybe today that you had to come to church. Praise God. Isn't that marvelous? It took my life to fall apart to want something. I don't know what it is, but I know I'm looking for something. And you know what it is? It's the One who made you. It's Jesus drawing your life. There's no accident here. He's coming after you. And I'm telling you, it doesn't stop. It doesn't stop. It's so wonderful. There's no going back. There isn't. Oh, it's so mighty. Get lost in the love of God. It is just, what a privilege. Oh, my goodness. But you think about it, brothers and sisters. The time we waste. You know, it's all of us. The time we waste. Chasing man's glories. And women, that goes for you too. Come on. You got your own set too. Sometimes they're together. Sometimes they're apart. But they're mankind's glories. And we waste our life in them. And a lot of them can be just glaringly bad. Could be a bottle. Could be a drug. It could be a life of lying and deceit. But what about a life that maybe the world looks at and says, oh, well, you run the great charity. Huh? Or you just give all of your life to the Boy Scouts. Or you've done everything for children. Hey, I'm thankful you did. Don't get me wrong. But let me tell you something. If you don't have the love of God, it profits you that much. That much. And you're never going to meet God without anything except what Christ did in you. And that's it. Now, again, a lot of people don't want to hear that. Oh, but if He's a righteous God, if He's really a loving God, He was a good man. Let's go back to what we said earlier. There is none righteous, no, not one. Every man's sin who has ever lived this earth put our wonderful Savior upon that cross. He died for it. He died for you. God put it in His Son. And that's it. Christ alone. No other way. I think of all the religions that I've heard in my life. Oh, yeah, we'll accept this and we'll have a piece of that and we'll blend them all together. They call them Babala, Kabbalah, I don't know, whatever they call them today. Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. It's never changed. It's never changed. It's the only name, and you think about it. You say it to the world, it makes them cringe. You say it in school and you get in trouble. You say it at work, they'll fire you. You can say anything else. You could start saying anybody else's name and any of these religious figures that have been around for a long time. Oh, well, we'll give you respect. We'll give you some room to talk about this. We'll allow you to use our school to go ahead and do this. But you start praying in the name of Jesus Christ, and let me tell you something, you've crossed the line. And I say hallelujah to that. Amen. Because there's power in that name. Do you see the hatred that comes in that name? But more glory is, do you see the love that we have for that name? And that name is written across my heart. It's across your life. Just look at it. How could you deny it? This is for this whole world. What's the fight over? It's spiritual wickedness. And that's exactly what it is. I love that man that said, well, I'll tell you what, I won't believe in God the day that you explained to me Israel. Go try to explain it. But for that was His chosen people. Oh, I love it. He turns the wisdom of man into utter foolishness. Oh, let me go and try to figure out the universe. And I'll tell you how what it is. They're changing how the universe started and began all over the place. In the beginning, God. Does it for me. I would have saved you a lot of textbooks. You see, really, what an economist God is. Oh, my. Oh, my. Praise His name. But you see, brothers and sisters, and I'll hurry along. I'm just having fun with the Lord today. Praise His name. I hope we're enjoying Him. Praise God. But see, we waste time when we pursue man's glories. The Word of God says if Abraham was justified by works, if Abraham was justified by works. A lot of people still think he was justified by works. They don't read the Bible. The Bible says by faith, right? But if he was justified by works, he hath whereof to glory. So if really if it was him that got it done, he could glory. He could glory in that stuff. But you know what goes on to say? But not before God.
Right.
Not before God. Why would you want to glory but before God? There is no glory but of God. There isn't. You can say man's glory, but that's going to... Only the Word of God is going to last. That's the only thing that's going to go on.
Amen.
That other stuff is going to go away. But I think about some different ones that I've known. Oh, but brother, look what I did. Brother, look what I've accomplished. Look at how many people. Look at all the buildings. And I kind of look over the shoulder and I say, you mean all that wood, hay, and stubble that's in flames right now as you're talking? And that's about the truth of it. Again, the Word of God, you're never going to get away from it. God help us to wake up to what counts, brothers and sisters. The very God of very God wants to put all His glory in you. All of it. All of it. Well, a lot of people are like, oh, Christians, are you really? Should we be saying that? Oh, my. If the Lord tarry, you don't even know what we're going to get into next week. Oh, there's a city. Oh, I better be. I'm going to stay with it. We're going to be here too long and I'm going to make you glad twice. All right. So, quickly, how do we get this glory? Really, how do we get the glory of God? See, He gives it. We know it's by grace. But it comes two ways. It comes through faith and affliction. It does. It comes through faith and affliction. Now, I know you're thinking, hey, I like the first one. That sounds really good to me. I like coming to church and we're feeling really good. But can't we have a substitute for the second? That affliction, you know, it's just a little bit tough, you know. But you know what? He that cometh to God must believe that He is. Did you hear that? He that cometh to God must believe that He is. That His Word is true. That He sets the rules. This is God. This is His blueprint. He's God. He's brought me into fellowship. But it's always going to be in one thing. It's going to be His Word. I can't dance around it. I'm not going to come at Him and say, hey, you know, couldn't it be this way or that way? Oh, no. It's in His Son. All right? And it's in His Word. And that's where His reward is. And the reward is in His Word being tried in us. 2 Corinthians 4:17. And you can write these down. For our light affliction. And really underscore that it is light. Compared to what you're going to receive, there's no comparison. So He just calls it light. All right? Now, let me tell you something. The God of all comfort has great compassion on your life. But we're talking about compared to the glory that He's going to reveal in us. Come on now. We're talking about very God of very God. So what we're going through, brothers and sisters, I'll guarantee you, it's light. And you know what? Not only is it light, but it's for a moment. It's for a moment. I know these things seem like they're forever. But it is for a moment. The vapor of life. To redeem the time. That's why it is so important. But praise be to God. He's encouraging us this way. Worketh for us a far more exceeding eternal weight of glory. And then 1 Peter 4:14, it says, if ye be reproached for the name of Christ, if ye be reproached for the name of Christ, happy are ye. See, he has to remind you that you're happy. Happy are ye. Can you hear him telling you that? Oh, I'm being reproached for the name of Christ. Happy are ye. See, that's what faith brings you. Happy are ye. Praise the Lord. For the Spirit of glory and of God rests upon you. Oh, brothers and sisters, it's so wonderful. We have got it made. Oh, we've got it made. The Spirit of glory resting upon me. The eternal weight of glory building within me. Oh, that's a God. You're some kind of vessel. You are some kind of vessel. You're sweet people. You're sweet because of Jesus in your life. That's it. And I look out at you and I just ask God, help us not to fear. Help us not to fear. Really. Those sisters, they sang so perfectly. God had this all orchestrated. Whatever it takes. But help us not to fear. See, and in helping us not to fear, He promised us that He will not test us beyond what you can bear. Did you know that? He said it. It's His word. Now remember what we just read. He said that He made me for this. Let's read it the way He said it. He afore prepared unto glory for this. And we read that these trials, by the grace of God, this affliction is the glory as we give it to God. So I think it's so marvelous as you put these things together in Him and in the trial, we can be completely confident that we are wonderfully and fearfully made for it. By God Himself. Before the foundation of the world. He prepared you for that. Afore prepared unto glory. He already had these trials. He already knew the temptation that was going to come. And your vessel is specifically made for that trial. Man. By God Himself. Do you believe that? No, do you believe that? Oh, I hope you do. God, help our unbelief. See, that's what's dragging you down. That's what's defeating you, is just your lack of faith. If He be for me, who could be against me? Come on. This is you. By the grace of God, see your life in this. This is a precious vessel of God's, and He wants His glory to shine in me. Honored by God Himself. Someday for the grace of God to be displayed, knowing that it is all His work and knowing full well it is all His glory. Do you know that? It's His glory. He has given it to me, but it is His glory. Oh, amen. And someday, brothers and sisters, you got a future. You got a future. And it's not here. Oh, no. There's no future here. It's going to be all made new anyways. It's going to flee from Him. But you've got a future from glory to glory. From glory to glory. Into His very image. To someday, to be displayed, made known to all, that I have loved you. Now that is a future. That's it. That's it. And she is the one, oh, I'm rejoicing in it. She is the one that comes, that has His glory. And next week, I'll tell you, I've been rejoicing. Whew. She's the glory of the Lamb. We haven't seen nothing yet, brothers and sisters. We could stay here for millions upon millions of years. And I'm going to tell you something. We'll never scratch the surface of what it's going to be there. Amen. Amen. Let's stand and worship the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Go ahead and stand and worship Him. Thank you, Jesus. Praise your name. Praise your name. Praise your name. the great grace that's upon us this day. Lord, we commit it all to You. Lord, we are Your workmanship. Lord, grow us up into it. Lord, let us want all the fullness of God. All the fullness of God to be displayed in us. And we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.